Hello, everyone. Welcome to another thrilling episode of Exposed Earnings. I'm your host, Jackie, and with me, as always, is the brilliant Kira. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of Palantir and their first quarter earnings of 2024. Buckle up, because it's going to be a wild ride through numbers, AI, and some strategic moves.
Absolutely, Jackie. Palantir has indeed started the year on a strong note with a revenue of $634 million, marking a 21% increase year over year. This growth is primarily driven by their AI product initiatives and a robust performance in the U.S. commercial sector.
That's right, Kira, and it's not just about the numbers. Palantir's strategic engagements, especially in the U.S. government sector, are also noteworthy. They've been awarded a massive $178 million contract by the U.S. Army under the Titan program. This is a big deal because it's the first time a software company has bagged a prime contract for a hardware system.
Indeed, Jackie. This contract not only highlights Palantir's capabilities, but also opens up new avenues for them in hardware systems. Now, shifting focus to their commercial business, Palantir reported a 68% year-over-year growth in U.S. commercial revenue, excluding strategic investments. They've added 41 net new customers in this segment alone.
And let's not forget the AI boot camps, Kira. These boot camps are a game changer. They've had over 915 organizations participating, and some customers have moved from a boot camp to signing seven-figure deals in just a matter of days. That's like going from zero to hero super fast.
Absolutely, Jackie. The speed and efficiency of these boot camps in converting participants to paying customers are remarkable. For instance, a leading utility company signed a seven-figure deal just 5 days after completing a boot camp. This rapid conversion is a testament to the effectiveness of Palantir's engagement strategies.
Now, talking about their international endeavors, Palantir is also making significant strides with the UK NHS Federated Data Platform and expanding their defense capabilities globally. It's like they're weaving a web of influence across the globe, isn't it, Kira?
Indeed, Jackie. Their global footprint is expanding. And how? Now, before we move on, let's talk about their financial health. Palantir reported a GAAP net income of $106 million in the first quarter, which is quite impressive. It shows not just growth, but also profitability, which is crucial for investor confidence.
Right you are, Kira. And with all these developments, Palantir is not just playing the game. They are changing it. From AI boot camps to securing prime contracts and expanding globally, they are on a roll. But that's all we have time for right now.
Yes, Jackie. It's been an enlightening discussion on Palantir's strategic moves and financial prowess. We'll continue to keep an eye on their journey through the tech and defense landscapes. For now, we are taking a short break to hear about Zeed. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back with more insights on Exposed Earnings. You know, if you're really vibing with the insights shared on this podcast, you should check out Zeed. It's an awesome app that puts a ton of investing content at your fingertips. Videos from elite asset managers, AI-driven market analysis, and AI portfolio guidance. It basically supercharges your ability to stay in the know on all things trading and investing. Zeed is totally free on iOS and Android, so definitely download it after this episode.
Kira, let's zoom into some of the specifics that are driving Palantir's success. One of the key highlights has to be their AI product initiatives, AIP. It's fascinating how they're leveraging AI to not just enhance operations, but also to drive substantial revenue growth.
Absolutely, Jackie. AIP is a cornerstone of Palantir's strategy. They've been able to integrate AI into various sectors, from healthcare with the Cleveland Clinic to retail with companies like Lowe's. It's not just about implementing AI, it's about transforming operations and achieving tangible results.
Speaking of tangible results, Lowe's, for instance, utilized AI to manage over 1,000 customer service agents, leading to a 75% reduction in overdue tasks. That's a massive efficiency boost achieved in just 4 months.
That's right, Jackie. And it's not just about internal efficiencies. Palantir's AI initiatives are also about expanding capabilities. Take the Cleveland Clinic, for example. They've committed to a 10-year expansion deal to deploy AI more broadly across their hospitals.
And let's not overlook the financial aspect. Palantir's approach to AI isn't just innovative, it's also profitable. They've reported a record $106 million of GAAP net income in the first quarter. It's clear that their investments in AI are paying off.
Indeed. And this profitability is underpinned by strong unit economics and operational efficiencies. Their adjusted operating margin expanded to 36% in the first quarter, highlighting the financial prudence of their AI-driven strategies.
Now, shifting gears a bit, let's talk about Palantir's government contracts. They're not just winning contracts, they're making history, being awarded over $178 million by the U.S. Army to build a next-generation targeting node under the Titan program is a monumental achievement.
Absolutely, Jackie. This contract is a testament to Palantir's unique position in the market. It's the first time a software company has been chosen as the sole prime contractor for a hardware system. This opens up a whole new realm of possibilities and markets for Palantir.
And with all these advancements, Palantir is not just focusing on the present, but also gearing up for the future. They're continuously investing in their core technologies and expanding their capabilities, ensuring they stay ahead in the game.
That's a crucial point, Jackie. Their forward-looking approach is what keeps them competitive. Whether it's enhancing their AI capabilities or securing strategic contracts, Palantir is clearly focused on long-term growth and sustainability.
Well, it looks like Palantir is on a path to redefine the tech landscape with their innovative solutions and strategic expansions. It's going to be exciting to see how their strategies unfold in the coming quarters.
Indeed, Jackie. And that wraps up our deep dive into Palantir's first quarter of 2024. It's been a fascinating journey through their earnings, strategies, and future prospects. Thanks to everyone for tuning in to Exposed Earnings. We'll catch you in the next episode with more intriguing financial tales.
This podcast is generated completely using AI and does not constitute financial advice. As with all investing, your capital will be at risk. For more information, visit zed.ai.